check over your archery tackle to ensure everything's in shape for the upcoming hunts. We're going over our gear next on Western Life Radio. Utah offers an abundance of recreational opportunities, but at less than 50 cents a week, a fishing license could be your best value when considering Utah's most enjoyable recreational activities. Compare the cost of year-round family entertainment to a single sporting event, a round of golf, a day of skiing, or a summer concert. Each of these single events are much more expensive and often lead to fewer opportunities for family interaction. Utah's fishing license gets you 365 days of angling enjoyment. Catch your next meal or release them back to the water. Land a lunker and put a smile on a kid's face. Start building your next outdoor memories with a Utah fishing license, available at sporting goods retailers statewide or online at wildlife.utah.gov.
When it all goes south, your shooting ability will follow it down to your level of training. Train to a higher level, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Inspect your archery gear before the hunts to ensure safe and reliable service. Duff Turner with Sportsman's Warehouse offers a free check.
We do free bow tune-up. We only put the sign out right before the hunt, but we do it year-round, and we make sure the bow's all squared up, that the arrow, that the front end is the same distance from the riser as where the string is, so that you're getting as true a flight as possible. We replace parts if the customer already has the part, or if they want to purchase a part here, it doesn't cost them anything to put the part on. One of the biggest mistakes as far as arrows go would be the spine weight, which is the stiffness of the arrow. All of our arrow packages have, on the back of them, they have a chart, and the spine weight is all designed around your draw weight and the length of the arrow. And the longer the arrow or the heavier the draw weight, the stiffer spine you need. And we're always there to answer questions about what spine is best for people, but you don't want to be underspined on the arrow. There's various quivers that fit on the bow, but some people don't like that. But you need to shoot, if you're shooting now and practicing now, which you should be doing, and you're planning on having a quiver on the bow, you should be shooting with that quiver on the bow so you get used to that weight, because it does affect how the bow shoots when you put it on if you're not shooting with a quiver. They're always welcome to come in and talk to us about hunting.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.